Sitka Community Hospital is getting the office extension it asked for, but not without some big picture questions from the Assembly on how it will stay financially solvent into the future. KCAW's Emily Kwong has more.
The main tension in the Sitka Hospital conversation is between facts and assumptions. Fact: the waiting list for the clinic is too long. Hospital leadership says that's because the building for Mountainside Family Healthcare is too small to accommodate all the patients. Hospital COO Steve Hartford told the Assembly the clinic is projected to see 2,000 more clinic visits by next summer, and each one of those visits adds juice to the hospital's finances.
The average net receivable from a clinic visit is $190 per visit.
Back-of-the-envelope calculations would suggest an infusion of nearly $380,000 over last year's revenue should the clinic have all the space and all the systems in place to keep up with this projected demand. At least, that's the assumption. One CEO, Rob Allen, says is backed by data.
Every time we open up additional appointments, it fills. And that has been the case, you know, the past couple of years. We're certainly seeing it in all of our outpatient volumes, you know, across the hospital, not just in the clinic, but in rehab, home health. We're seeing that demand there, and we are working to meet it.
With this modular unit, which is essentially a fancy trailer that connects to the current facility, there will be more exam rooms, urgent care services 6 days a week, and room for two more providers. Doctors Jeff Bentley and Jason Koskinen begin in September. Hartford says this will allow the clinic to see an additional 12 patients a day. And the modular unit will be paid for out of the hospital's own funds. They just needed the Assembly's authorization. On second and final reading, the Assembly approved the hospital's project, but some pushed back on assumptions that this clinic was the answer to all the hospital's problems. Deputy Mayor Bob Petruski agreed there's a need for more space, but he felt the hospital's long-term plan, built upon suggestions from an outside consultant, lacked detail. Search, for instance, is ramping up competition for patients, and for Petruski, the so-called Stroudwater report doesn't account for this and other what-if scenarios.
I need to know to the penny if I can, and to the period, what the plan is moving forward. And I'll be your biggest supporter.
3 years ago, the city had to extend the hospital's line of credit by $1 million to keep the doors open. That's an act of giving that can't be repeated. Not with the price of oil squeezing the state and the Blue Lake Dam debt squeezing Sitka. Petruski spoke at length for 5 whole minutes about why he's approaching these decisions with caution.
So when I hear that the Assembly is hurting morale at the hospital, that's painful to me. We don't want people to lose their jobs. We don't want people to lose their hospital. It's not our motivation. Our motivation is what's best for the city today, tomorrow, and into the future.
Meanwhile, fellow Assembly member Steven Eisenbeiss was satisfied with the hospital's plan for its future and all for tacking on a modular unit.
If we don't give them the basic clinic space, which to me has the potential to become more profitable than a full-service hospital here in the future, we're basically shutting it down and selling it at that point. So I'll be voting in favor of this.
Even though at one point, he adds, I was a very large opponent of this building. When it comes to the hospital, the Assembly voices a lot of skepticism, but have so far backed current leadership when it comes time to vote. The modular unit was approved unanimously. Mayor Matthew Hunter and Assemblymember Tristan Gavon were absent. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.